It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Sponsored by nobody.
That might be changing, though, Joe.
I hope so. It needs to.
It will.
All right. I'm going to start off, like you mentioned there, Trey, not a lot going on in college football, but if you want to get the weekend started, you can look to tonight. There's Boise State at BYU, and that's ESPN 7 o'clock. With no World Series game going on tonight, you may be looking for something sports-related. So there you go, little college football.
Boise State, and who'd you say, Joe?
BYU.
BYU, and BYU beat Texas.
No, they ran all over Texas.
Who do you got in that one, Joe?
I would have to favor BYU. They're putting up a lot of points this year. And
is it at BYU?
Yes, it's at BYU.
Okay, I was going to say probably the home team, yeah.
Yeah, that's always it's always a fun one to watch. And then so I would move on till tomorrow. And, you know, for some curious Razorback fans out there and may upset some others, North Carolina State, NC State, taking on number 2 Florida State. That's it's listed as an ABC or ESPN2 game, so you may need the college football package to actually see it. But Brandon Mitchell coming back from injury, he'll get the start tomorrow, and you'll get to see what he's about as a starting quarterback. But he is going up against the number 2 team in the country, so it should be tough, and it's at Florida State.
Yeah, tough for him, road game in a hostile environment, and the way Florida State just defeated Clemson. Maybe they'll have a little bit of a letdown.
Jameis Winston, he has to be, and I know we'll do Heisman picks next Monday, Joe, but, man, he is just up there. He seems to be getting better each week.
He really does. At that same time, 2:30 on Fox, you have number 10 Texas Tech taking on number 15 Oklahoma. We talked a little bit about that earlier. Boomer Sooner called in, and he's making the trip over. We're going to look at a couple of games later on that night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. You got number 12 UCLA taking on number 3 Oregon. And then at the same time, you have number 21 South Carolina trying to stop Missouri on ESPN2, and that's number 5 Missouri. So,
wow. And, Joe, I wanted to get your thoughts real quick. Now, OU just gets embarrassed by Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're taking on an undefeated, maybe surprising, one of the other surprise teams with Missouri. You know, new coach Cliff Kingsbury, Johnny Manziel's quarterback coach last year. Does Texas Tech have a chance to get moved to 8-0 in that game?
We'll see. I mean, if they do, it'll be very impressive, and they should move up in the rankings. We'll move on to the NFL.
You got zipping. Hold on, Joe. Matt's over here zipping up.
Up in the I'm zipping up for the roller coaster rides Trey was showing me.
Move on to the NFL. You got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Detroit Lions. That's 12 o'clock on Fox, and it's at Detroit. And so we'll see. You know, can the Cowboys keep that run going? Detroit's a team that's played well this year, but they've been a little up and down at times. And then, Trey, I did it the week the Steelers were playing in London. And like I said, people are going to be forced to watch because it's going to be a national game. At the same time, on Fox at 12 o'clock, you got San Francisco 49ers taking on the Ofer, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I'll watch because I won't have a chance to watch, I don't think. But I would certainly like to watch my defense play well.
There you
go. They probably get shut out there.
Yeah. All right, couple more here. Got the New York Jets taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Jets have been up and down but been playing very well on defense. And then Cincinnati's at the top of the AFC North. That's at 3:05 on CBS. And then a little bit later, Washington Redskins haven't stopped anyone this year. Denver Broncos, they've had problems stopping someone, so – that game is 3:25 on Fox and should be explosive on offense.
I bet both teams score 25 points.
That game's the lead-in to the World Series Sunday night.
Every time we say it, then there's a little bit of letdown. The defense step up and play well, but I'd like to see a shootout.
Step your game up or zip your jacket up.
There you go.
Zip it up.
And so
I keep it private jet.
So my pick of course, is the World Series going on. It's going to be the Boston Red Sox at the St. Louis Cardinals. Saturday night's Game 3, Sunday night's Game 4. They're both on Fox at 7 p.m.